truly.
Yes.
The Lord bless him. Blood that there is a hope for us after death. Turn to the book of Proverbs, chapter 14, verse 32. Very familiar text. Wicked driven away in his wickedness, but the righteous has hope. Glad that there is a hope after death.
Oh,
I see so many close loved ones we've worked with, walked with, dealt with, going out into eternity. Death has no respect of persons.
Yes.
In any particular town, it just comes at God's command. But the righteous still have a hope.
Yes.
I'm thankful that they have a hope. This song we were singing, we pray for God to keep our feet upon the cornerstone. Give our hearts and lives to him, for we are not our own. I'm glad we're bought with a price.
Amen.
Like somebody to own us. That's a great price paid for it.
Amen.
More you pay for a thing, the more you appreciate it, man.
Amen.
That's why our youngsters don't appreciate that much.
True.
They don't have to work like we do.
That's true.
Scuffle for it. Appreciate it.
Oh, Lord.
The old Model A or Model T or something. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. You're
too rough with it. Paid for it. You know whose money's tied up in it.
Yes.
But you know pretty quick,
yes,
won't you? Well, the Lord loves us. He wouldn't have paid such a great price for us.
Yes.
God commended love upon us while we were yet sinners. Christ died for us.
Yes.
Now, nobody can pay that kind of price or would pay that and the price. So we need to think a little bit about there's a hope even after death. Did that we might have hope. He was found sumptuously in heaven. He could have stayed up there, but he couldn't rest while we go to our death.
Right.
A lot of times you could just say, why don't you rest? You can't rest if you are comfortable. If someone else is suffering, you know, you're moved with compassion.
Yes.
Jesus went out there to rest and took his disciples with him to rest, but they couldn't rest because when he saw the people wondering about him, the sheep that had no shepherd, he was moved with compassion and went to him. I don't know if he ever rested, really, because he fed them, and when he got to preaching to them 3 days, wasn't it? And then fed him, and then he told his disciples to take the ship on to the other side, and he went apart, and while he sent the multitude away.
Yes.
Then he went into the mountain to pray. That's the hardest work you can do. Then he comes to the disciples that night, seeing the ship is caught in the waves, in the storm. They were in so much trouble, they just about to despair. When they saw him, they were in such a despairing state, they said, we're seeing the spirits. Now we know we're going to get something now. Spirits is coming to meet us. Well, may God help us. People's superstition in them days just like they is now.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, be not afraid, it's I.
Yes.
I don't see where he rested any at all, but there is a rest that remains and belongs to the people of God. So can we rest while we're working? I guess we'd have to say it that way. Father Phillips told me his resting would be over there. I never did see him really rest. He's always busy doing something. He lived past 90 years old, but he was in that fighting the last time around I saw him.
So
I pray the Lord will help us all. May the Lord inspire faith. Somebody wanted to help him in the pulpit and said, oh, I can make it. May God help us. May the Lord inspire faith. I like to see people that, you know, just don't give up. They just keep moving on.
We'll
trust him while we live. We'll trust him when we die. It's going to mean a lot. I saw some of the old ones kept their trust in God while they were living. They died trusting God. All our work is done. We'll reign with him on high. All right. Let's move on now with our text in Numbers 23 and 10. We'll pray for God to keep our feet. You get caught off of this cornerstone, the devil can wally around.
Yes,
you know these little children that used to play a game, they'd say, on your rock. If you ain't on that rock, they'd wrap you pretty hard. You might be had something that do something with, you know. You're on your rock, you ain't on your rock, it kicks you off your base. This is what Balaam went down to curse Israel, see, but he caught him on his base and couldn't do nothing with him. I pray the Lord will help us. So let's just pray God to keep our feet on the cornerstone, give our hearts and lives to Him, because we are not our own.
Lord, save us.
Oh, Lord, that song I hear these young people saying, He found me and He saved me. I'm so glad it's that. Some of it ain't it. God help us. Bless me. May the Lord help us. I pray God bless us all. 10th verse, I guess, is where we want to start.
Who can count the dust of Jacob and the number of the
fourth part of Israel?
Let me die the death of the righteous and let
my last end be like him. 9th verse is the one we want. When Balaam looked at him, he was going to curse him. Yes, he could have, but he found him on the rock, didn't he?
Yes, from the top of the rocks, I see him.
I see him.
And from the hills,
behold him.
Loaded
people. Right up on the hill and on the top of the rock, and I can't do nothing with him. Now, these chairs, if they were on their rock, you couldn't do a thing with him. You just had to walk on by with his long switch. He caught him on that rock where he could wrap him up pretty good. And I pray the Lord will help us to stay on the rock. We pray for God to keep our feet upon the cornerstone. We'll give our hearts and lives to Him, for we are not our own. It really couldn't hurt Peter and John. That didn't do nothing to them. They going to stay on the rock, wasn't it?
All right,
they said we ought to obey God rather than man. Paul and Silas, they's on the rock. They just kept shouting right on that night. Things broke out there for them, too. They had a baptizing that night. Even the jailer that had them tied in got saved. May God help us all. Right, so it's a joy in it, along with the persecution.
Yes, that's
and right. Peter knew it so well, he said, count it all joy. Was it Peter said that? I don't know. Maybe it was James. He said, count it all joy. When you fall in the divers' temptation. You fall in one of them spots where they rough you up, you just count it all joy. You know the blessings right behind the persecution. So I pray the Lord will help us all. May the Lord in by faith. So then, paying Balaam and to go down there to curse him didn't do any good.
No, we can
just pray for God to keep our feet. Don't you think the devil has somebody watching us? We'll get to it after a while. And that we just going to have to keep our feet on the cornerstone.
Lies
to Him, for we are not our own. Knock down to about verse, I guess, 21. Let's read a little more.
He hath not beheld iniquity in Jacob. Neither have he seen perverseness in Israel. The Lord is with him, and the shout of a king is among them.
Well, now he's right there on the rock, isn't he?
No.
That Isaiah's statement saying, crowd shout and help resign for great. Is the Holy One in the midst of thee.
Yes.
He's right in your midst. We've got enough there to cry out and shout about. Keep that on.
Surely there is no enchantment.
God brought them out of Egypt.
Yes, as it were the strength of a unicorn.
That unicorn is the wild ox that Job talks about, isn't it?
Yes.
You can't put him in no fur and plow him. May God help us. That thing was so strong, his daddy even catch hold to it. May God help us all. Now Israel has some strength because they are getting it from God. If we stay in touch with God, we will have strength too.
Help us, Lord. Surely there is no enchantment against Jacob.
Now that witch can't do nothing to you. May God help us. Just come to the losing his time, going and getting a luck hand, putting it in his bed, putting it on the step where he got to walk over, then bet off he kept his money and the witch has done something else with her time. Only on the St. James, he talks a little more there about the righteous 5:16. There he says, affectionate fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Now, those people being righteous, well then, Balaam just lost time going down there. And Balaam running out of his country, he didn't pay him anything. He said, I could have promoted you with honor and made you rich, but you come down and said the wrong thing. But God had already said, and he was on his rock, and he had that hope in him. And I believe we sang that song sometime, we have a hope within our souls, brighter than the perfect day. God has given us the Spirit, and we want the world to hear it. All our doubts are passed away.
I see on him
all those many billions and billions of miles. Nobody's figured out how far he came. to give us a hope. All right, in Luke 1 and 73, a very familiar text, the oath which he swore unto our father Abraham that he would grant unto us, that we being delivered out of the hand of our enemies might serve him without fear, in holiness and in righteousness before him all the days of our life. Now this is why the saints can sing that song, what have I to dread, what have I to fear, leaning on the everlasting arm. So may God help us all, may the Lord inspire faith. Moving on to 1 John 3 and 7, let's talk a little bit more there about righteousness. Righteousness is the girdle of Christ's loins, isn't it? May God help us all. You take a person, whatever they girded with, it's got it on there, you know that's something, man. Prove that he's in authority. Righteousness should be the girdle of his loins, and we know that he is a righteous Savior. Power in living right, isn't it? May God help. It takes power to live right, and then it's power in righteous living. All right, we have our scripture then. Thank you, John, 1 John 3 and 7. What do you say there?
Let no man deceive you. He that doeth
righteousness is righteous. Somebody said nobody can live right in this world, but Christ come to give us a hope.
Yes.
Hope
right.
of the right. Yes. Now, they have a hope even in their death. See, die with hope. I saw them die with hope. You couldn't talk them out of dying. That's no, the I next haven't. Thing on their list. Is dying because I have a hope beyond death. These yes. eyes are closed in death. That's where my hope really starts at. See, yes. this is what they had. This is what they meant. I saw several. The older saints go on with assurance that everything is going to be better. May God help us all. Righteousness and hope in their death. Keep that on them.
Even as he is righteous.
He is righteous.
He that committed sin is of the devil. For the devil sinned
from the beginning.
For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested.
Now they was living right way back up the line. Somebody said just the New Testament. No. Old Balaam could have saw any iniquity in them people. You know he made that
yes.
money, Christian. May God help us all. He went down there. Money excited him, but he would have cursed him had he been able to. He said, God hasn't cursed him, I can't.
No.
Got him up on top of the rock. If he had been off that rock, then he'd have cursed him.
Oh, yeah.
May God help us all. May the Lord inspire faith. Whatever we do, just be careful like the little children. Sometimes his rock wouldn't bear. Be very big, but he'd be right on his rock, wouldn't he? Every pass on by. May God bless us all today. All right, he right on now.
For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil.
The works of the devil. Now that's why he come in. The little folks used to sing that song, A Wonderful Change in My Life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart.
Amen.
Oh, thank the Lord. You know, they had something there.
Yes.
I didn't know what they're saying for a while, but I finally learned it. I learned the experience of it. Thank the Lord. All right, you got on this.
Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin.
All right, there's no iniquity found in him, no divination gonna work against him, and no witchcraft gonna work against him. See, he's all righteous. Now, righteousness means something, doesn't it?
Yes, amen.
All right, whosoever is born of God does not commit sin.
For his seed remaineth in him.
Now, that seed is Christ.
Yes.
The seed of the woman shall bruise the serpent's head. Now, Christ is in you, the hope of glory. And if he's not in you, do like Peter said in 2 Peter, I believe it's about that second chapter. What did he say? Seek him till the day star rise in your heart.
Yes.
If that seed is there, then the devil has to move on. He can't do you no harm. All right.
And he cannot sin. Because he is born of God.
Born of God. This the children
of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever does not righteousness is not of God. Neither he that loveth not his brother.
Not his brother. Well, it takes all of it. This love goes right along with it, then, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Galatians 5 and 5. Let's notice again, the Apostle Paul here is actually letting us know what real righteousness is here. Writes to the Galatian brethren and encourages them. Come on. Seems like they hit a slump that one time, but he's writing and encouraging them to keep pressing on.
Right.
5 and 5, I believe, isn't it?
The Spirit waits for the hope of righteousness by faith.
I tell you, sometimes you're waiting for the Spirit of the Lord to lead and move. Paul was packed up 3 days to go back down through Asia, wasn't it? See how all the brothers were doing. The spirit wouldn't let him go. Just stayed there and waited.
Yeah.
Finally, that night, a man rose up and told him, come over to Macedonia and help us. May God help us. So he perceived the Lord wanted him to go to Macedonia. But over there, he said, when he first got there, his soul had no rest. For the first 3 days, wasn't it? Without were fighting within, were fears. Lord, the Lord that comfort the hearts of them that are cast down, told Paul to preach, and hold not thy peace. I have much people in this city.
Yeah.
Raised up a church of women in Macedonia. Can you begin to see how God will still work if we'll only allow him to?
Yeah,
he'll
right.
lead through the Spirit. We're going to have to let the Spirit of God lead the way.
Yeah,
wait
right.
for the hope of righteousness by faith. In Jesus Christ, we got all.
Neither circumcision availeth anything.
Not folks carried away with that. A lot of folks are carried away with different things today, but Christ is all.
Yeah.
And hear my father singing that. Christ is all. Now, he even sang all the time, but whenever he started to sing, well, he sang it. May God help us all. You remember it. And yeah. I can appreciate the goodness of God and all his mercy that he has bestowed upon me. For in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything. There ain't nothing to it, is it?
No,
even though all the Jews and Paul prided himself in, but that's one of the things he said, I counted nothing.
Right.
That I might win Christ, be found of him in peace, not having mine own righteousness, which is all the law, but the righteousness which is by faith in Christ Jesus. All right, read the rest of the
story. No uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love.
But faith which worketh by love. I pray the Lord will help us all. May the Lord inspire faith. Now this faith and hope goes right together, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Faith, hope, and charity. But charity is the greatest of them all. Right. Faith in God gives the hope. And hope leads us right on to charity. Charity
yes.
is that love that comes from God. It has no end. You can love people and go right on. I pray the Lord will help us all. May the Lord inspire faith. Let's move on to Isaiah 51. One, I believe from birth, we need to test the scripture that we'd like to get a hold to. I believe Isaiah said, hearken unto me. Listen to me. All ye that follow after righteousness. That is advancements in righteousness. After you live in right, by the grace of God, there's advancements we can make in righteousness. You following it up, but he said, just listen to me.
Thank the Lord.
Let God help us. Read on.
Hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness. Ye that seek the Lord, look unto the rock which ye are hewn, and to the whole of the pit.
Now we are hewn from that rock which is Christ, isn't it? All through Israel, through that wilderness, that rock was right there, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And there was no water. He said they all drank of that spiritual rock, and that rock is Christ. May God help us. Even Moses didn't know that it's Christ. He was right up there on the front line, too, but he didn't realize that's Christ. Oh, may God help us all. Let's get over here and maybe clear my thought a little bit. In the book of, I guess it's 1 Corinthians 10. Just hold that a little bit there in Isaiah. Just listen to me, you that follow after righteousness, you that seek the truth, just look under the rock. Once you're human, that's the hole of the pit. Which you did. Now Christ dug us out of that, didn't he?
Yeah.
May the Lord help us. May the Lord inspire faith. All right, who has it? Corinthians 10 and 12, is it? What do you say there?
Let him that thinketh he standeth.
Oh, may God bless us all. May the Lord inspire faith. I don't know if that's just what I want. It's the first part of this chapter. It says, moreover, brethren, would not that you should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud.
Yes.
All passed through the sea. We're all baptized in the Moses in the cloud and in the sea. You'd all eat the same spiritual meat.
Yes.
You'd all drink the same spiritual drink. And they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them. That rock was Christ. All
may
God help us. May the Lord inspire faith. Summers knew him way back there, didn't he?
Yes.
That's why he got his strength. He told Goliath, I'm coming to you in the name of the Lord. I pray the Lord will help us all. May the Lord inspire faith. And when he got down there to where it was rough, David said, when my heart's overwhelmed, just leave me to the rock. That's how you
deny.
May God help us. May the Lord inspire faith. All right, let's move on. Let's see what the word is saying in Isaiah 51. All right. He said, look under the rock. Is that it?
Yes.
That's Christ again, isn't it?
Thank the Lord.
Be right on that.
And to the hole of the pit,
whence ye are dead.
Look unto Abraham your father. And unto Sarah that bare you. For I called him alone. And blessed him and increased him.
Yes. He prayed the first prayer of faith for divine healing. Abraham, righteous man. Hear what they did to him, he just stayed right, didn't he?
Amen.
He turned over a lot of loose with his choice. He took everything just about he thought was any good. Abimelech come along and took his wife, but he still stayed right. He's in shape, prayed a prayer of faith.
Yes.
That's right, this man. May God help.
Lord help.
Somebody come along, you take somebody away from me, married to they shoot you. May God help us all, but Abraham was right.
Oh,
standing there and praying, and the old Abimelech gave his Sarah back and paid him to take her back.
Right.
May God help him. Just had to pay him to take him off his hands. Just couldn't be satisfied in just giving him back to him.
Lord,
I want to say God is still God today.
Yes, amen.
The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much.
Truth, Lord.
Men is worth less than women. I think they're worth 89 cents, ain't they? And women shooting women about men, see? Making a lot of it do. He ain't worth nothing. Abraham had something that we all ought to get a hold of. This one, he said, I want you to hearken to me, ye that fall after right. I want you to look under the rock from which you're hewn and back in the hole of the pit while he dug us out of. May God help us. Well, we had an auntie used to say that. So-and-so ain't worth nothing, you know. She'd say it right quick. May God help her. She'd call him by his name, whatever he was. She'd call him by his name, say he ain't worth nothing. And try to get you to urge you to pass on over that, see? Now we need to think about all these little old things that have hindered us and caused us trouble. It's not worth anything. May God bless us all. May the Lord inspire faith. All right, he's here in the 51st. Chapter of Isaiah, let's read a little more than that.
For the Lord shall comfort Zion.
Lord shall comfort.
There is comfort
in Zion, isn't it?
Yes.
Thank the Lord. All right.
He will comfort all her waste places.
All them waste places. See that we come along there and didn't know what to do with you, just comfort.
That
waste place. We ran on. He will
make her
wilderness like Eden.
And her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found therein.
Thanksgiving
and the voice of melody.
I pray the Lord will bless us all. It pays to live right, didn't it?
Yes, Lord.
May God help us all. Let's move on to what our conclusion in Isaiah 60:21. Very familiar old Texas scripture there. That should encourage our hearts along that journey.
Thank the Lord.
Our people shall all
be called righteous.
All of them righteous.
Yes.
Also. Just every last one of them is righteous. Now, Jesus come in with his righteous spirit to make people live right, didn't he?
Yes.
May God help us all. May the Lord inspire faith. Someone just turn right quickly to the book of 1 Corinthians, I guess it is, the 6th chapter. Talks a little bit there about righteousness. He saves people from all walks of life, all depths of sin, but he calls them to live right. May God help. They don't have to go back to sin. I pray God will help us today. May the Lord inspire faith. I think it's about maybe verse 6. I don't know. Just see what did it say there. Praying God will help us all. Just want to talk a little bit about righteousness. It pays to live right. Pays to let God have his way. Surrender our lives to God. I pray the Lord will help us all. Ninth verse in the 6th chapter.
Know ye not that I'm righteous, and not in the kingdom of God.
So I can't make it anyway if I don't live right, can I? Be right on now.
Be not deceived.
Not deceived.
Neither fornicator.
Our fornication is taking over our country almost. May God help us all. All right. Neither fornicator.
Nor
idolatry.
Nor adultery.
Nor adultery.
Nor
effeminate. Feminine is just a bad deal. Just this homosexual taking over.
Yeah.
Men take a man, a woman's husband, clear away from him.
Yeah.
And then get out there and let them know I'm gay. Oh, may God help us. Be ashamed to raise his head. May the Lord help us. Lord, just hide like a mountain boom under a rock. We had all them trained up there where we live. He better get his head on the side. If he wanted to live, he better not show his head. I will tell you, death is after all of them.
Yeah.
God's wrath coming down on that kind of stuff. Feminine.
Yeah.
Coming down
on
that.
Abusers of themselves.
That goes right along with it.
Yeah.
May God help us all. Jesus come and gave his life for those kind of people. They gonna still say it's a way of life. I tell them it's a wrong way of life.
Yes, that's true.
We read on that.
Nor thieves, nor covetous,
nor
drunkards,
nor revilers,
nor extortioners shall inherit
the kingdom of God. All we read on.
And such were some of you.
That's why he come in. Such were some of you. Such were some of you.
But ye are washed.
But ye are washed.
But ye are sanctified.
That's why I said look back at it. You look back at what the Lord dug you out from, you run. Get your speed up. I'm not going back, so let me run on.
Lord,
you are washed. Oh, Isaiah said the first chapter, wash you, make you clean. Put away the evil of your doing from before my eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do well.
Take
judgment. Leave the oppressed. Judge the fatherless. Plead for the widow. Look like he's coming up with some mercy right here, don't he? Then he says, come now. Let us reason together, said the Lord. Though your sin be scarlet, I'll make them as white as snow.
Even
though
they
be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. You'll only be willing and obedient. You shall eat the good of the land. Well, I pray the Lord will help us all. May the Lord inspire faith. Here Paul picks it up, but ye are washed.
When
you think about where you was now, look unto Abraham, thy father.
Yeah.
Think of where he dug you out from. Think of that pit, and you run all the faster.
Yeah.
May God help us. But ye are what?
Sanctified. But ye are
set apart for God. You're justified.
In the name of the Lord Jesus. And by the Spirit
by the
of
Spirit
our God.
Of our God. I pray the Lord will help us all. I'll tell you, it pays to live righteous. Now, you don't just get right because I decide to stop living wrong and go to living right. I'm going to have something in Christ to be the hope of glory. Christ came all the way down here and gave his life, and people would have a hope that they could live right here in this present world.
Yes.
All right. He didn't just come along and send an angel down here to help us. But he took himself on the seed of Abraham, walking these fleshly bodies through to the world that you can live right
here in
this present world.
Amen.
All right, Isaiah 6:21, what he said, people shall
that
be all righteous.
Also shall be all righteous.
All right.
They shall inherit the land forever.
The land forever.
The branch of my planting.
Branch of my planting. Here's Christ again. Yeah. He's the branch, isn't he? Branch of my planting.
The work of my hand.
The work of my hand.
That I
may
be glorified.
May be glorified. Oh, he wants to grow his name, glorify his people today.
Yeah.
May God help us. May the Lord inspire faith. Last but not least, let's turn to the 37th Psalm. And let's just read a few verses there to the glory of God. It pays to live right in any age, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Now, what the word said now. Let's start about verse 25. I have been young.
I am old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging
bread. That just dropped out, just like dropping a rabbit out in the broadcast. May God help it. Just give God a chance to work, didn't he?
Yeah.
They kicked old John off in that Isle of Patmos. That's just where the Lord wanted. May God help us. He got that book of Revelation. He don't know what a treasure he passed on to us. May God help us. Came back home and still didn't die.
Lord.
Put him in that pot of oil. That was a place where God could really work a miracle in the act. Says he's young. If you got to get him out from around the people, he'll ruin the rest of them. He's going to boil him in that pot of oil and cook him. I guess he thought he'd be looking like a crackling floating on the top. Old John hasn't even dented the surface on him.
He's just
out and danced in the pattern. We're talking about righteousness now.
Yeah.
It pays to live right, dead.
He
lived his life of righteousness even when Jesus was hung on the cross.
Yeah.
The high priest knew John. He said, that's a righteous man. Don't nobody put a finger on him.
That's
don't
right.
know if all the other disciples had to scout. They had to run. But John sat right there, looked him in the face. He knew him. That's a righteous man. Jesus talked to him off of the cross. Said, take my mother for your mother.
Oh,
God help us all. We're talking about righteousness now.
Yeah.
I pray the Lord will help us all. John Doctor on the Isle of Patmos, Jesus visits him, doesn't he? He said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Heard a voice behind him.
Thank
he
the
come
Lord.
Along and asked him, who is he? He said, I'm he that liveth and was dead. Behold, I'm alive forevermore.
Praise
I have the key of death and of hell. You write what I tell you and put in a book, send it to the seven churches of Asia. Yeah. I want you to help everybody get along as good as they can and living right. That's why Christ came. That man could live right right here in this present world.
Amen.
All right, let's move on a little bit farther now. Haven't seen the right forsaken, now their seed begging bread.
He is ever merciful and lend
it.
And his seed is blessed.
Seed is blessed.
Depart from evil and
do good.
And dwell forevermore. For the Lord loveth
judgment
and forsaketh
not his saints.
They are preserved forever. But the seed of the wicked shall be cut off.
May God help us.
The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment.
I'll tell you, his conversation is the right to be in the conversation with the righteous place.
Yes, amen.
We ran on now.
The law of his
God is in his heart.
None of his steps shall slide. The wicked watch the righteous and seek to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he's judged.
I pray the Lord will bless us all. May the Lord inspire our faith. Drop down now. Time's running out on us. We'll get to verse 39. I pray the Lord will help us.
But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord.
That's just one place you can get
it. All right.
Oh, just look back. Where he dug you out from. Oh, may God help us all. Salvation of the righteous are the Lord.
He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them.
Now, he's right there. Present help in trouble. God said, what you run into, don't you worry about it.
Time
we sang that song, he keepeth himself in the love of the Lord, and the wicked one touches him not.
Yeah.
Somebody can get that verse. He said, I save the soul that abide in the Lord, securely from sin hid away. Make of the promise of God's written word to keep him by night and by day. He trusts in the Lord and obeys his command. God giveth him grace from on high. Count all things joyful while boldly stand, and Jesus, his helper, is nigh. He's just right there close, so you don't have to worry about how I'm going to come out of it. Those three Hebrew children wasn't worried about it, was it? They said, we're not careful to answer your Nebuchadnezzar. Our God don't deliver us, we're still not going to save you.
That's right.
May God help us all. May the Lord inspire faith. But that God was so close, wasn't it? Nebuchadnezzar threw him in, and he got up and looked to see how this getting long and saw four. He said, they're all loose, walking in the flames of the fire. And the form of the four is like the Son of God. Now he's right there close, isn't he? Thank the Lord. Right there at hand today. Not a God afar off, but he's a God at hand.
Amen.
And so he said, you just come on out. Come forth and come hither. There's no other God like your God that can deliver after this sort. So he had to change his decree.
That's
couldn't change, but he had to make another.
Right.
You know, when you got a wrong law, you make an amendment to it to correct it, don't you? Thank God, this is what Nebuchadnezzar did. He couldn't change it, but he had to make another one to correct that one.
Right.
He said, anybody, see anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, their houses be made of dunghill and they'll be cut in pieces.
Yeah,
I'll tell you, it pays to live for God.
Yeah,
and instead of doing away with the boys, he promoted them. The boys got promoted. Live right. And I say, you don't have to worry about getting a promotion. God will advance you just as fast as you know you can stand to go.
Yes,
the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. I'm going to stop. You pray for us. May God bless you all. It's going to mean a lot to live right.
Yeah. Amen.
Everything goes against you, you just keep right on living right. God will take care of the rest.
Thank you, Lord.
God bless you all.